Welcome back, Minnesota. We are here at AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. This is the Matt McNeil Show, minus Matt McNeil. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt today. And I hope that wherever he is, he's warmer than we have been the last few days. Brett is at the controls, so that's my security blanket. And the lovely Sharon is sitting here in studio with me, but she will never go on live for some reason. And in any event, welcome to 2018. I greet the new year. Well, number one, we're still here, so that's a plus. But I greet it with a degree of great sadness. Number one, Al Franken submitted his resignation letter earlier today from the Senate, and the circumstances under which he went out, I wish he had stayed. I wish he had fought the ethics battle, which he would have won. I think that the fact that he was made a scapegoat in this whole thing is just abominable, especially because it was Democrats who took the cudgel from some very conniving Republicans and made it so. And we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him even more, even though Tina Smith, who's going to be sworn in tomorrow, is a very talented, very, very bright addition to the Senate. Nonetheless, Al is something special. Al is a person who comes along once in a generation, perhaps, and I really think that we're going to miss him. Another reason to be down about 2018 is the fact that Donald J. Trump is still the alleged president of the United States. This is really, really depressing also. And would there be some Republicans who would stand up and have some backbone to really restore this nation to where it should be? The only way we're going to make America great again is to get Trump out of office and have some people in there who can make America great again, as it has been, as it remains. And nonetheless, we have to live with him until that day comes. By the way, 952-946-6205 if you want to call in and commiserate with me. I have some of my favorite people calling in today and tomorrow, so we'll have some really interesting guests, hopefully. But other than that, there was a piece that I just saw, and you'll see it in tomorrow's Star Tribune, of somebody who is contemplating a run for the U.S. Senate. And, well, maybe we can accompany it with the appropriate music. Michelle Bachmann has announced that she's thinking of running for the U.S. Senate. Talk about an escape back into the 18th century. And it's depressing. Believe me, it is very depressing to think that she's surfacing once again in our lives. In any event, 952-946-6205. I am not my up usual perky self simply because the news is so depressing. But I know somebody who can get us up and make us a little bit happier, and that is Patrick Klinger. And Patrick, welcome to AM 950.
Hey, Alan, it's great to be with you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
For those of you who don't know Patrick, he was vice president of marketing for the Twins, and in the time when they had absolutely, in my mind, the best advertising that they've ever had. He's known nationally as a marketer, and he has just launched a new venture through Egan TV called Behind the Game. Patrick, who is a sports maven and well-known for all aspects of the sports world, has this new TV show. I'm not sure you can see it. You can see it on Egan TV. You might be able to see it on Access to Democracy. And shortly you'll be able to see it on YouTube. But Patrick, tell us how you and Bill Robertson, the very well-known, hockey and other sport maven, came up with this idea, and what's the purpose of it?
Alan, well, thank you for those very kind words. You know, Bill Robertson, who is the commissioner of the Western Collegiate Hockey Association, has been in sports his entire career. He was with the Timberwolves, he was with the Wild, he was with the Mighty Ducks, and the Anaheim Angels out in California, but now running the WCHA.
So between the two of you,
I'm sorry?
No, I say between the two of you, there are very few people in the sports world who you don't know or who don't know one or the other of you.
Well, we're very fortunate to have some good friends in the world of sports, partly just due to our longevity in the marketplace. But Bill is he's terrific. He's a great friend and knows the sports business as well as anybody. And we realized, Alan, that most people pay attention to what's happening on the field or on the court or on the ice when they're watching sports. And that's to be expected. But there's this amazing world that goes on behind the scenes. And what we would like to do with Behind the Game is to really bring that out into the open and let people know what kind of businesses revolve around sports, who some of the key people are that make sports happen, the agents, the promoters, the owners, the people who work in the arenas but aren't necessarily wearing a uniform.
And
so that's
really
what Behind the Game is all about.
You certainly did that. I just saw your initial debut show and concerned the lady who is running everything other than the game in the Super Bowl. Name of?
Maureen Bausch. Maureen is the former general manager of Mall of America, and she was tapped to become the executive director of the Minnesota Super Bowl host committee. She's a brilliant, accomplished woman who has done just a fantastic job leading the charge for the Super Bowl in Minnesota, which, of course, is just it's about a month away. And we were blessed to have Maureen as our inaugural guest, and she talked about everything that's going into the planning and preparation for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis on February 4th.
And it seems to be incredible. It seems
it's a
to
tremendous
be what they're
undertaking.
Doing. Yeah. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Among the things that are going into the Super Bowl, there's a thing that we don't know yet, and that's who the two teams are who will be playing in the Super Bowl. Now, you, who has a sharp eye and acumen for predictions, what do you think of the chances of the Vikings?
Well, Alan, you know, listen, I'm a Minnesota sports fan and a longtime Viking fan, and like a lot of Viking fans, we've sort of gotten used to disappointment, you know, being on the cusp of the team going to the Super Bowl, or, you know, for those of us old enough to remember winning the Super Bowl. And we just haven't gotten there. So there's probably a healthy level of trepidation. Yet, I do like the Vikings' chances this year. I think they're a very complete team. They seem to have tremendous chemistry. They play great on both sides of the ball. And wouldn't it be fitting, after all the disappointment over the years, if the Vikings were to play in the Super Bowl that's hosted right here in Minneapolis?
In that beautiful new U.S. Bank Stadium. And it would be a first also of a team hosting the Super Bowl and playing in the Super Bowl in their home city. That would be incredible. Of course, it would mean that we have to forget about getting about downtown Minneapolis for at least a week because it will be chaos.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be challenging, to be sure. The NFL has said that this campus for the Super Bowl is their most difficult and challenging that they've ever had to work with because U.S. Bank Stadium is in the heart of downtown Minneapolis, and you know you can't very well shut down all of the city and all of the businesses for the course of a week or two. So they've got to learn to manage around that, and you know let people go about their business and go to work every day, yet put up all of the necessary restrictions to make sure that the Super Bowl and all the festivities are safe and everybody has a good time. So the NFL has its work cut out for them, but I'm confident that between the league and the host committee and the business community in Minneapolis, they'll get it figured out.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I really have a lot of confidence in the people who are running it. Now, for anyone who wants to get in early and see behind the game, you have a website, I believe, and how do they get in touch with you in terms of suggesting anybody who might be interested in coming in or in watching your program? As I said, your debut program was very effective. You have another one coming up on the 26th of this month, I believe. Who is your guest on that one?
We have Bill McGuire coming up on the 26th. And Dr. Bill McGuire was the CEO of United Health and really oversaw its growth into the largest healthcare insurer in the country. But he also is the owner of Minnesota United FC. Of course, the soccer team is building a new stadium in St. Paul, right along 94. The team has a very passionate following. Soccer, I think, is finally beginning to hit its stride in this country. It's been predicted for many decades, really, that it would become a popular sport here, and it's finally playing out. And Dr. McGuire is going to tell us a little bit about the stadium and soccer and the future of MLS and the future of Minnesota United FC.
Well, that's terrific. And again, the program is called Behind the Game. We're talking with Patrick Klinger, who is well known in so many areas. And Patrick, good luck. Good luck with the new program and good luck in general. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks for calling in.
It's always a pleasure, Alan. Thanks so much, and I do look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Very good. We're going to take a short break here on AM 950, but we do have time for some call-ins at 952-946-6205. After a short break, we'll be back and be happy to bounce things around with you.
This is Bill McLeslie, owner of IP House in Minneapolis. I started IP House with the mission of making technology simple again. Over the last 10 years, my team has helped hundreds of businesses with their technology. We provide on-site support and technical strategy for businesses just like yours. If your technology has you feeling on edge, call us. We take the mystery out of technology and make things simple again. IP House, supporting businesses just like yours every day. 612-337-6337.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Serving family favorites in Minneapolis since 1964, Milda's Cafe is a great spot for breakfast or lunch. Wake up with their delicious Eggs Benedict or biscuits and gravy and savor their many great lunch options. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Milda serves authentic Finnish pasties. Open weekdays 6 to 3 and now on weekends 8 to 2 on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee. I'm taking a few days off, but never fear, we still have a great show for you at 4 p.m. Ellie Krug will be filling in for me. You know her as the voice of Hidden Edges Radio, which you can hear on the weekends on AM 950. Ellie will have great guests, the latest news, and we'll be taking your calls from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So listen in to the Mike McEntee Show with guest host Ellie Krug at 4 p.m. on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
And we're back with the Matt McNeil Show. Alan Miller sitting in, and 952-946-6205 on AM 950, Minnesota's progressive voice. And we have Jim calling in from St. Paul. Jim, welcome. You're on the air, and welcome to 2018.
Thank you, Alan, and it's really good to hear from you. I'll tell you, I don't know, every day the Trump administration does something that's worse than the day before, but I happen to be listening. Did you happen to hear Tom Hartman today?
For about 10, 15 minutes of him, yes.
Did you hear about Scott Pruitt?
No, I did not hear that segment.
He appointed a guy that was barred from banking. He was so inept or so crooked, he didn't know whether he was inept or crooked. He was so inept that he was barred forever from banking, forever. Now, this is on tape. You can
Knowing the Trumpies, then they should put him right into something that has to do with banking, because that's the way they've handled education, and that's the way they've handled everything.
Right. Scott Pruitt appointed him the guy, the head of all the funds. Now, this is what Trump has been doing. You look at the environment and everything else. In every place, he's took the worst person. That's because, in my opinion, this is my opinion, Trump is a Russian plant. He was put in by the Russians to destroy this country. And I'll tell you something. You ought to be seeing Russian medals on that man, because he's doing a hell of a good job.
Well, I think that you're not alone in those feelings, and there will come a time, I don't know when, but there will come a time when we're going to find out what Donald Trump's relationship is with his daddy, Vladimir Putin, and you can only speculate. You can only speculate about the money that's owed to Russia from the Trump enterprises, and you know what a great businessman he was. Because he never saw a bankruptcy he didn't like, so that you can just think about it, and it's kind of appalling.
The guy's the biggest crook of all time, and I'll tell you something. A lot of these evangelicals, they said about Obama that he was the Antichrist. Well, you take a look at Trump once and tell me he isn't.
I think that you're right about that, and I thank you very much for calling in, Jim, and sharing your thoughts, not only with me, but with a very, very large audience that's listening and enjoying what you have to say. Thanks again. Jim is not alone in what he says, because there was an article recently that said every time we think that Trump can't go lower— he hits a new bottom and then goes below it. And this has been happening for a year now. It really is just a frightening reflection on really the people who sat home and didn't vote because, oh, they couldn't tolerate Hillary. Well, as anybody who listens to this show knows, I supported Bernie. Bernie was out. Hillary was in. She had incredible credentials. Can you imagine what we would be talking about if Hillary was president now? We would be talking about progress. We would be talking about moving forward. We would be talking about education. We would be talking about attacking the infrastructure. We would be talking, and we wouldn't be following tweets either. Hillary has the backbone to stand up there and talk to you. Tweets are for cowards, in my estimation, because you can put anything out there and then you escape and ignore it, and you don't have to reflect on it. And in Trump's case, he doesn't reflect on anything. Whatever comes out of his mouth comes out of his mouth. It's stream of consciousness ignorance, unfortunately. And I've lived through a lot of presidents. I've been very fortunate. But I never thought that if I was lucky enough to be around in 2018, that I would have the really depressed feelings that I have about the Republican Party, about Donald Trump, about the presidency that he should never have won. And also, as Jim said when he called in from St. Paul talking about Trump and Putin, how did they, what was the extent of their influence in terms of our election and getting themselves involved in our election? Do you believe that no votes were turned? I believe that many votes were turned, not at the ballot box necessarily, but because people would rather listen and not do a little bit of research to what they're listening to. Well, you get Fox Radio and you get Breitbart and you get a couple of other media organizations like that. People take the lazy way out. People take the easy way out. And again, we'd like to hear from you, 952-946-6205. We're coming up on a break in about a minute and a half. But by all means, get that finger out and do some 2018 dialing, and we would be happy to talk with you. As I said, we have a couple of interesting guests who will be calling in, hopefully after the break. In fact, I think one of them is calling in right now. But let's talk about the mess that we're in and how we got there and what we can do to get us out of there. And you heard the advertisement from Mike McEntee, and I see that his show is ready to go, by all means. So that'll follow us from 4 to 5. And we have Rebecca Otto, a candidate for governor, who is calling in and who will be with us right after the break. And she has some big news about an endorsement that she received yesterday. And you'll be happy to hear how her campaign is progressing. Rebecca, who is our state auditor, Rebecca, who has been honored nationwide by the National Auditors Association as president and recipient of their greatest award. And she'll be with us right after the break. 952-946-6205. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt McNeil.
It's the best time of the year. Toyota-thon is on. Rudy Luther Toyota is celebrating their 40th anniversary with great deals all month long on all new Toyotas. With huge incentives from Toyota, now is the time to buy. Great rebates on RAV4s, great rebates on Camrys, and remember, you get my favorite perk from Rudy Luther, the Luther Advantage Card, which gets you 10 cents off per gallon at Holiday Station stores for 3 years with every vehicle purchase. Toyota-thon is on. Stop in today on the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I'm Dr. Vladimir von Surikov, director of the Museum of Russian Art. The museum is currently showing 40 works from the Vladimir School of Painting, which emerged in the 1960s in a town east of Moscow called Vladimir. No doubt you'll be stunned by the colorful and sometimes familiar paintings of this historic and traditional region of Russia. It's well worth the trip to the easiest museum to get to in Minneapolis. Plan your visit today at tmora.org. That is tmora.org.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for some snow later today with a high near 11. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 1 below. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 5. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 4.
Which appliance store has more of everything you want? Over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners believe it's the specialists at Warner's Stallion. We guarantee never to be beat on price. Ask one of our customers to rate our free delivery, appliance installation, and recycling services. Go to WarnerStallion.com to learn more.
And we're back. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt McNeil. And we're here on AM 950. Anybody wants to call in, 952-946-6205. But we have a very special guest, the state auditor and candidate for governor, nonetheless than Rebecca Otto. And Rebecca, hello. Welcome to 2018. And this could be a really big year for you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody.
To all. And
yes,
you have some really big news about a very, very prestigious endorsement that you got yesterday. And we know that there are half a dozen at least candidates running for the gubernatorial Democratic nomination, all of whom have various qualities and backgrounds. But yours is kind of unique in that you are in state government. You have really been involved in the National Auditors Association. And certainly, among other things, endorsements are important. So let's talk about what happened yesterday.
Yes. Well, yesterday I received the endorsement from the DFL Environmental Caucus, which to me is a big, big deal. They are a newer caucus, and they actually have a fairly large membership. And we all had an opportunity to go before them and to be screened and answer questions in writing, and then had to go before them and speak and answer questions. And I did receive their endorsement, which I'm deeply honored by because, the clean air, clean water, those are life-sustaining things that we need to make sure we're protecting as a state, and Minnesotans value that and then some. And also making sure that we are taking advantage of the changing technology and the way we make energy is really important. And so I guess they were very impressed by my Minnesota Powered plan. And plus just the way I live my life, making sure we're doing right by our fellow Minnesotans and the future generations is something we should all be behind. And so my husband and I designed and built a renewable energy home decades ago. And so I live this life. I know what it's like to get a credit on my energy bill rather than having to pay. And I want all Minnesotans to be able to experience that.
Well, you get a credit on your bill because you're supplying energy at times to other localities.
Yes.
Because you built your home in the side of a hillside, and mm-hmm. you and Sean built it with your own hands, except mm-hmm. for very, you know, perhaps pouring the foundation and a few other areas. Mm-hmm. But you actually mm-hmm. did hands-on. You were an environmentalist before environmentalists were popular. And in this endorsement yesterday, we should mention that six people asked for the environmentalist endorsement, and only mm-hmm. one came away with it, and that's you. And that yeah. says a lot about your background and what you have meant to the environment, not only here, but in terms of going around the country. You're also a person who has visited every county in this country during the time that you are multi-elected state auditor.
In the state, not the country, but yes, in the state. I've been all over because, as state auditor, you work with local governments. And so that's an important piece that I would bring to the job as governor, is understanding our communities, their financial condition, their challenges, their strengths. You know, depopulation is an issue in the more rural parts of our state, and understanding that and having an agenda that actually is meaningful for all Minnesotans, which is something I have, is really important. So as you said, 2018 could be a really big year. I believe and know it will be a very big year. And it's all going to start, Alan, on February 6th with precinct caucuses. Hopefully everyone's got that on their calendar, because that's a really important night. They're going to have a straw poll for the governor candidates. And so I'm hoping people will go and get engaged, be involved. And because I think we're really at a watershed moment for a lot of different areas in public policy. And I think it's been highlighted by the current administration in D.C.
Well, I think that that's really important. And the caucuses, of course, are a precursor to the primary, because we changed the law last year. So we'll have the preferences at the caucus. Then we will have the state mm-hmm. primary. And then we'll go into the 2018 election in November with a real chance federally to change the Congress, with a real chance federally to elect a majority Democratic Senate, a majority Democratic House, which would go a long way towards stifling what Trump is doing to destroy this country. And you have the experience to step right in there as governor and follow a great governor, Mark Dayton,
yeah.
who has
yeah.
really, really established a terrific record.
And who was also a state auditor. Not everybody knows that he was also the state auditor, but the work of state auditor is so extraordinarily important in informing how to be a strong governor. Arnie Carlson was as well. And what's really exciting is I have real plans that I've put out around transforming and changing what we're doing. It's a really positive vision that's meaningful to all Minnesotans, and it's very economic-based. It's bread and butter. It's kind of the things that keep us up at night, making sure we're doing the very best we can on behalf of all Minnesotans. And so not only am I served at the executive level in state government, but also I'm ready to govern on day one, and I'm already selling my plans to Minnesotans, and it's been going well.
Well, good. And anybody who wants to get in touch with you or your campaign can go online to Rebecca
yeah.
Otto, numeral 4 governor, and they can see a lot of your programs and proposals. And certainly your record, which is one to be envied by most. And I really thank you for calling in. Anything else you want to add to the people listening in and or your constituents?
Yes, I would love to. So the website, RebeccaOtto.com, has anything and everything you'd ever want in terms of, you know, policies, my plans, my Minnesota, my statewide vision, and which is called Renew Minnesota, but also email if you want to make a contribution. Anything that you want to do, you'll be able to find it at RebeccaOtto.com.
Very good. And thank you for taking the time out to call in and share with us today. We're happy to have you, and good luck.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. We'll take a short break now on AM 950. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt McNeil. And we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes, 952-946-6205. Call. We'd love to talk to you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our brand new show, airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at MinnesotaHospice.com.
And we're back. AM 950, Alan Miller sitting in for Matt McNeil. And we are very lucky. And if anybody wants to call in, by the way, and talk to our next guest, 952-946-6205. I was saying we are very lucky in Minnesota that we have some of the best authors in the country of all types of written material, but books, mysteries, thrillers, all sorts of offers. Well, there is a gentleman who is going to join us in a second, just came out with another book, Darkness, Sing Me a Song. His name is David Housewright. You've seen him in the library. You've seen him in Barnes & Noble. You've seen him in bookstores. And he's just about to launch around the state program of signing and really hawking this new book. My question to David, who's going to join us right now, is he went back to the Holland Taylor series, which is a series that he abandoned years ago. And I got all involved with the Rushmore Mac McKenzie series. And now he's gone to Holland Taylor. And I'm confused. David, how much writing can you do at one time in different areas?
Not much. I'm a strictly a one thing at a time guy. If you try, I know guys like Pete Houtman who write like four books at a time, and I can't imagine doing that. I can't even read more than one book at a time, much less write them.
Yeah, you and me both in that regard. But I got all involved several years ago with the Rushmore McKenzie series, a really intriguing series. And I knew you had written this other series earlier about Holland Taylor. Tell us the difference between the two lead individuals and why you went back to that one now.
Well, McKenzie has a great life. McKenzie is everything goes his way. McKenzie thinks that he's making the world a better place. He's a very optimistic fellow. Taylor is not. Taylor is a cynic. Taylor is has a low opinion of his fellow man. And Taylor does what he does mostly because that's his job. That's what he does. And he doesn't really know how to do anything else.
I guess my own personality would jibe a lot more with Taylor than it would with McKenzie, although I enjoy McKenzie and I enjoy the McKenzie books, in particular because you create characters who are not perfect. And that's something I really respect. There's so many writers and novelists who create these picture-perfect characters who can do things nothing short of Superman, but you create people who have flaws, as we all do, and you take them through these different adventures.
Well, that's intentional. I mean, I've never met anybody who is perfect, with possible exception of my wife.
And mine, who's sitting right here listening, so...
I'm sure she might be in her office.
And you know Sharon.
People are flawed, and they make mistakes. And they make presumptions they shouldn't make. And that's just the way it works. And I think that's where the fun of it is. That's what makes people interesting. And so I just try to write those characters. I try to write characters who are honest characters. It's not like I'm trying deliberately to give them flaws. I'm just trying to make sure that they read as real people, which means they have flaws.
Which means that you have won just about every award to win in terms of writing novels, and which means that we can relate to these characters a lot more because we see ourselves in them in so many different instances. You know, you don't have to be the smartest person coming down the block. At least that's what Donald Trump told me. But that's just an aside. And you can really, really put yourself in their situations. And you do. You create several subplots in each novel, and you resolve them all. Or you leave one hanging for the next book on some occasions.
Not often. Not often. I usually try to give the reader a satisfying conclusion. I mean, everything may not be wrapped up with a ribbon and a bow, and it may not work out the way you might hope. But I like to write the book so they do have that ending, so you don't need to run out and buy the next book to find out what happens next. I do that deliberately. They are a series. The character, McKenzie, for example, has aged 7 years since the first book came out.
And that's another thing that a lot of writers don't do.
It isn't something where you have to start with book one and continue on so you know what's going on.
Yeah, one of my favorite writers is, in addition to yourself, in addition to Brian Freeman, in addition to William Kent Kruger, I think that Daniel Silva is the only one who's not a local, but he has aged his characters through 15 or 16 novels. And that's reality. That's life. I mean, we are aging. You know, as I look in the mirror every day, the first thing I do is to see if I get a reflection. And then if I do, I can proceed on with the day. So
there's a guy named Reed Farrell Coleman, right south of New York. Pretty good guy. I like him. And he had a series with a character named Mo Prager. God help me, I messed up that last name. But the character started when he was middle age. And after about 7 or 8 books, he had aged to the point where he shouldn't be doing this stuff anymore. I mean, he shouldn't be capable. He shouldn't have the physical strength to do it. And so Reed literally ended the series, because he realized that the character shouldn't be doing all this stuff anymore. So you gotta worry about things like that.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about things like that, because at the present time you're putting out 2 books a year, and they are selling, they are hits, they are bestsellers. So I think that speaks very well of you and your writing.
Well,
and you were about to say something?
Well, you asked earlier, and I never did answer the question about why I brought Taylor back.
Fire away.
And, well, you know, when you were doing the little introduction before I came on, I didn't abandon Taylor. What happened was I was published by a small press in Connecticut called Foul Play Press, which was owned by a bigger publisher called Countryman Press. And my publisher was purchased by another publishing house called W.W. Norton. And these guys didn't buy the publishing house to get me. They bought it for the cookbooks and the hiking books and what have you. And I had nobody at W.W. Norton who had any interest in me at all. So when my contract expired, they just didn't have any interest in continuing the series. So my agent and I shopped it around, but we didn't get any, you know, we had a lot of interest, but nobody wanted to pick up a series in the middle. And plus, you know, W.W. Norton controlled the back sales. They controlled the sales of all the previous books. So after a while, we kicked it around, and I created the Mackenzie series and sold it to St. Martin's, and things went pretty well. And during this time, my agent and I decided, well, the rights of the Taylor books reverted back to us. And we decide what we'll do is we'll just keep them in our desk drawer. And if the Mackenzie series should end abruptly or something happens, well, we'll just bring that out, write another Taylor novel, and maybe package it. Well, the Mackenzie series has been doing very well, and it keeps getting better and better as far as sales are concerned. So,
and it's
what
great,
happened?
Great reading on top of that. I can attest to that.
But I met a guy named Otto Penzler. Now, Otto Penzler is this iconic mystery publisher, bookstore owner, entrepreneur. He's been around for 1,000 years. He knows everybody. When somebody important, like, say, Sue Grafton or Elmore Leonard die, Otto is the guy that CNN interviews. Anyway, so we're having beverages in St. Louis, and he asked me about those books, whatever happened to them, and I explained what we were doing. And he talked me out of it. He said, we're going to release these as ebooks under his mysteriouspress.com imprint. Now, these books that he released, these were old books that you can't buy anymore. You can't get them in the stores anymore. Guys written by guys like Donald Westlake and Dashiell Hammett and Ross Thomas, people, many of who have been long dead. So he brought those books out on that imprint, and they sold really, really well. And that encouraged us to come out with another one and see how it happened, see what would happen. And my publisher, who's doing the McKenzie books, have agreed to do these as well, and now we'll sit back and see what happens. Also, another thing is McKenzie has a light touch. There's a lot of humor in his books.
Well, McKenzie fell into a fortune.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to worry about really working, so his situation is different from most of ours.
Right. So, but as a result of that, there are some stories I can't tell in his voice because it is a little more lighthearted. It isn't a straight up hard boiled like a lot of books are. So another reason I brought Taylor out is Taylor is a much darker character, and I can tell much darker stories in his voice than I can McKenzie. So it's going to be interesting. I'm very curious to see how my fans react to this, where Taylor is, you know, the nice guy and things work out, and McKenzie is the nice guy and things work out, and Taylor is the not-so-nice guy, and sometimes things don't work out.
Well, that'll be very interesting.
I'm curious to see how they take that.
It'll be very interesting to assess that. And by the time you're back on Access to Democracy, maybe we can talk about that aspect of how people relate to either of the characters in these two series. That's a fascinating step forward. And then you have another book that's going to be coming out in the spring that will be a McKenzie book. Is that right?
Yes. The book is titled Like to Die. It comes from an old William Dunbar poem, that Scottish poet. And, that one is, you know, so different from Darkness that I think I'll be able to get a real good read on how people react to the characters.
Well, we're talking to David Housewright, and we've just had a call in from Egan from Carol saying, based on this interview, she's going out and she's buying Darkness, Sing Me a Song right away, even
well,
in the cold.
Well, thank you, Carol.
So we know you got one sold there, and one and many more to come. David Housewright, a really accomplished novelist, a nice guy, and... It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Good luck with this book and the next. And we'll be seeing you soon on Access to Democracy.
I'm looking forward to it, Alan. You take care of yourself.
Okay. We have very few seconds left. Just to say that Alan Miller's been sitting in for Matt McNeil today on AM 950. It's been a pleasure. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. With some interesting guests, a physician who's a Republican state senator among them, a candidate for Congress, Alan Miller, signing off.